My name is John Erling. Today's date is October 8th, 2012. Charles, if you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age.
Charles Hamlet Faudray, February 27th, 1938, so that makes me 74.
Hamlet, where does that name come from?
My father's name was Hamlet Charles.
And tell us where we're recording this.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, in my home.
Where were you born?
I was born in Atoka, Oklahoma.
In a hospital or a house or where?
Actually, a hospital. My folks went to a hospital in Ada, Oklahoma, but they lived in Atoka.
So were you born in Ada or Atoka?
I was really born in Ada, yes.
And then brought you home to Atoka.
Atoka, and then Muskogee.
Your grandfather, his name and his heritage.
My grandfather's name was Henry Osceola Faudray. His father came from France to Virginia, and he came from Virginia to the Indian Territory.
And your grandmother?
My grandmother was part German. That's on my father's side.
And her name?
I never knew her, and her name was Frances. I don't know her middle name.
So that's how Frances comes into the family?
Yes.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name was Ruby.
Where was she born and where did she grow up?
She grew up in Colgate, Oklahoma, which was very close to Atoka.
How would you describe her personality?
I wish I were more like my mother. My mother was a saint. My mother was giving and never asked for anything.
Very encouraging of you?
Yes, always.
And then your father's name and where he would have grown up?
He grew up actually in Atoka, Oklahoma. As I said, his name was Hamlet Charles. He was very outgoing and had pretty wild sense of humor. But I lost my father when he was 45.
Perhaps your personality could go back, obviously, to both your mother and your father. I happen to know you're a very caring, giving person yourself, and you also have a sense of humor. So you've just described it comes from mom and dad.
I hope so, yes.
Were you away at college when your father died?
Yes, I was. I was a sophomore in college.
So that was tough to hear about that at college.
It was. Actually, I commuted a lot that semester, you know, to help.
Your father, what did he do for a living?
His title was an engineer for the Katy Railroad.
An engineer? Actual?
Not an actual engineer. I don't know what he...
But that's the category
yes.
he carried. And your mother was the homemaker then?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters in your family?
I had a brother, and I have a sister.
Your brother's name?
My brother's name was Robert.
And then your sister's name?
His name is Frances.
We know her as Francie.
That's right.
Still with you today.
Yes.
And we might mention that we have two beautiful members of your family in the room. They are King Charles Spaniels. And what are their names?
Lila and Ruby. Ruby, the one named after my mother.
I mention that because you can probably hear them in the background. A little agitated, I guess.
Yes.
I have no problem with that. How old were you when you first went to elementary school?
I was 7. My grandparents on my mother's side were the ones that I knew, and I spent every summer with them in Colgate, Oklahoma. One of my most wonderful memories were those summers, and my grandmother and grandfather, who I loved and adored, and they did adore me as well. I was the only one there, so I spent every summer with them in the country, which was great.
But then you started school?
Yes, and I went to parochial school, to the nuns.
What school was that?
Sacred Heart in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
So you started first grade at 6 years
old? Yeah, 6.
Do you remember, as a child before school started, what you were interested in? I'm trying to figure if you were interested in flowers and all way back then.
Oh, I was. You know, my grandmother taught me the summers. She had even a cutting garden. You know, it was like rows of zinnias or rows of gladiolus. So I learned a lot from her about flowers. Then I had an aunt that I was always interested in furniture. And I didn't know it back then, but I was always interested in furniture. I loved French furniture before I even knew what it was.
Where would you have seen the French
furniture? Well, I saw most of it at my aunt's.
That's even as you're going into the first grade in school. You had this fascination for flowers and furniture.
That's right. And my aunt had a chaise lounge, which I'd never seen a chaise lounge before.
So we get you into elementary school. You consider yourself a student interested in the subject matter? Were you a good student?
I was a good student, yes.
How long were you there at that?
I was there 8 years.
At that parochial school?
Mm-hmm. Under the nuns.
We think of them as disciplinarians, and that went fine with you?
It went fine.
Then on into a junior high?
No, I stayed there 8 years, and then I went to a boys' school. St. Joseph, which was a Catholic boys' school.
That's in Muskogee.
Yes.
In high school, then?
In high school, I had no source for art, or any kind of art. I always was sketching or drawing, but the school offered no art in any way.
Through your elementary grades, there were art classes there.
Oh, in elementary, yes.
And so you flourished.
Yes.
Did anybody comment on your work? Do you remember?
I don't remember, no.
Your high school experience, were you involved in a lot of activities?
Not really. I mean, I had to be in certain activities, and so I was in what I had to be in.
Right. Didn't you work while you were in high school?
I did. I worked at a flower shop, a florist who was not only a florist, but shipped plants all over U.S. That was my first job ever.
Who did you work for?
I worked for the meanest lady I've ever known, Mrs. Harris.
And what was about her that made you?
Well, I not only did flower arrangements and deliveries and casket sprays, she even had me kill 20 chickens.
Why kill?
Well, she had a downtown freezer and she was going to put them in.
So you had to kill these chickens?
That's right. She asked me to go back in the greenhouse and ask Pearl, myself, to kill the chickens.
How did that go?
It was a learning experience. I'd seen my grandmother wring a neck, so I tried that, and the chicken walked off. Pearl tried it, and it clawed her.
Pearl is?
The lady in the back.
Okay.
So then we had to chop their heads off. I couldn't do it today, and I didn't eat chicken for 2 years.
But you had to do it to keep your
job. Out of fear, yes.
Fear, right. And you're talking about it all these years later.
Yes.
But overall, I guess, with the experience of working for this mean lady was good because of the work you did with flowers.
Yes, a good learning experience, yes.
And you were putting together then bouquets and,
oh, yeah,
and flower arrangements and all that, so mm-hmm. that was the
yes.
experience that you took from it. So you worked all through high school.
Right.
And you knew then that design or something was going to be in your future.
Yes.